Hi there, I'm Mary Engish, and gardening expert extraordinaire Charlie Nardozzi is here. Hi, Charlie.
You're so kind, Mary. Hi.
You're writing another book, and I understand that this one focuses on perennial vegetables, but it goes beyond those common ones that we think of, like asparagus and rhubarb. So tell us more.
Yes, this book is actually going to be called Perpetual Vegetable Gardening. So ways that you can have a constant flow of vegetables coming into your house from your garden all season long, about extending the season, and about making less work for yourself. And one of the things I highlight, I have a whole chapter on perennial vegetables. We often don't think of vegetables as being perennial, but like you're saying, asparagus, rhubarb, horseradish, and Jerusalem artichokes are some of the more common ones that people do have and have grown. And I highlight some unusual ones that you might want to try this year. So when you're making your seed orders, you might want to look and see about getting some of these varieties to try in your garden. So the first one is called Good King Henry Spinach. What a very royal name for a spinach. But it's actually not even a spinach. It's in the Chenopodium family, the lamb's quarter family. And this is a perennial, hardy to zone 3. It's got a taproot. It grows 2 to 3 feet tall. And in the spring, it has spinach-like leaves on it that you can harvest when they're small and tender to use raw, or as they get older, you can harvest them and to cook with them. You know, the older leaves get a little tougher, just like us. And you can cook with them and saute with them and eat them that way. So you usually would plant this plant and give it a year or so to get established. And then once it's established, it could last for 5 years. And it flowers in the summer, so it'll drop seeds and it'll self-sow, so you'll have little babies around. So this is kind of a cool one to have if you're looking for an easy spring green to have in your yard where you don't have to worry about waiting for it to get big enough. Good King Henry might be a good one. There's a couple onions that are perennials. One of them is the bunching onion or those scallions that you have. There's one variety in particular, the evergreen hardy white, is a really tough plant that'll grow down to about zone 3 again. And the way to grow these is you put those scallions in the spring, or those bunching onions in the spring, and don't harvest them the first year. Usually what we do is we harvest them all and eat them because they're delicious, but we don't leave any behind. Leave some behind to form bunches. And after a couple years, you'll see they'll really start bunching out. And then after that, you can dig them up in the spring, divide them out, eat some of them, replant some of them. They will set flowers. Actually, pollinators like their flowers. They'll drop some seed into the ground. So you'll get little seedlings coming along too. So bunching onions are cool. Another one is the Egyptian onion, which is called the walking onion or the topset onion. This one is really cool. Bigger plant, because a foot or two tall, and the long hollow stems at the end of them have little bulblets. And when they get really heavy, they weight down that stem so that it drops to the ground, and wherever it drops to the ground, those bulblets root themselves. So it seems like it's walking across your garden. So you can eat them in a variety of ways. We eat the spring greens, which are really delicious. You can dig up the bulb in the summer and eat that. It's a small bulb, but it's a fun one to have around and very hardy, very tough. The last one I want to talk about is sorrel. Sorrel's in the buckwheat family. It's another hardy green. This is the one that has kind of a lemony flavor to it. So when you're thinking about growing things and you want to have less work, try some perennial vegetables. It might save you a lot of time and effort in the garden.
Here's a question from Sarah. And Sarah wrote in after we played the inaugural episode of the new game that you created, Keepers or Composters. What about cyclamen? Sarah writes, every other one I've had got aphids or white little dot thingies, and the leaves turn yellow. I've sprayed this one soil with Captain Jack. What do you recommend for Sarah's cyclamen?
Yes, so cyclamen is definitely a keeper when we're talking about that famous game show, Keepers and Composters. You definitely want to keep cyclamens. Even if they get insects on them, they look kind of ratty, what you can do with them is you can cut them back right down to the soil level, because they grow from little bulblets. In fact, cyclamens, what they'll do, the flora cyclamens that we get this time of year, is they'll stay flowering right up until the spring or so, and then they'll start looking ratty. That's when you can cut them back, stop watering them, put them down in the basement somewhere or a dark room to go dormant in the summer. They don't really do much in the summer. Then come late summer, bring them back up again, put a little note there on your phone to pick them up, bring them back in the sunshine, they'll start growing again and flowering for you. And if you do this year after year, you could have a beautiful plant for the holidays.
Okay, Sarah, keep that cyclamen and write in with more questions about keepers or composters or any other gardening questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.